Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for Elon Daily. It is March, February 28th, and Elon has been tweeting again. But this time, don't worry, not something that we should be too worried about, but oh, very interesting. So he sent out this tweet yesterday. It said, Thursday, 2 p.m. That's it. That's all it said. Thursday, 2 p.m. So obviously he's going to be announcing something, talking about something. And the Twitterverse and the interwebs are all of a flutter. What is he going to talk about? Some people thinking this is going to be some kind of a SpaceX announcement because they're about to do their first launch of a capsule that can put people in it, although they're not going to be people in there. Did I say capsule? Yes, I did, because I'm Australian. And other people are convinced, for example, Fred Lambert at Electric, well, not necessarily convinced, but speculating that this might be a pre-announcement of a Model Y. So last year they said they're going to talk about Model Y in March of 2019. It is March 2019 tomorrow, and so is this the pre-announcement? Like, we are going to actually have a real announcement and unveil in a week or two, and we're going to send out invites, and that's all very exciting. I hope so. I'm so excited about seeing the Model Y. I hope. But I don't think we have any idea, and that's why this tweet, Elon, is genius. You're not going to get in trouble from the SEC. Probably not going to move the stock up and down. And it has got us all talking about Tesla and SpaceX and the Boring Company and everything Elon Musk. Genius. I hope it's the Model Y. Oh, but you know what? Electric Fred Lambert has said, you know, the other things that it could be is a V3 of supercharger reveal. That would be pretty cool. Tell us the exact specs. Tell us when it's going to start deploying and how quickly. And that would be great. One of my concerns has been that if you were on the website, Tesla website last year, there was all of these places where superchargers were supposed to be produced, to come out, to be installed. And obviously I am in California and I concentrate on around here and in Northern California where I drive a lot. And there was a bunch, particularly north of San Francisco, a bunch of superchargers that were supposed to occur by the end of 2018 and they didn't happen. And now if you go on the website, it says due in 2019. So a big delay. And maybe it's possible that one of the theories is that the delay is because they're ramping up Supercharger 3, and that's why they didn't actually pull the permits and start installing those superchargers. So that could be cool. And as I've suggested before, I think what they're going to have to do is link the superchargers with some of their new bigger mega batteries in order to get the kind of charging rates that they've been talking about, like 2-3 times as fast and sustainable. So that would be a really nice reveal. Electric has also suggested this, and again, they're genius. This could be just to tell us that version 3 of the autopilot hardware is ready to roll. So the chipset is done, and they're going to tell us, okay, and now we're going to start rolling this out and putting it into people's car. Because they said, if you bought this in your car, then you're going to get this for free, this upgrade. And this upgrade is going to be 2,000% faster. Instead of being able to do 30 frames a second in a cropped frame, it's going to be full frame at 300 frames a second or faster. So that could be a pretty sweet reveal too. I'll take any one of those three. Why? Supercharger or Autopilot 3 hardware. I'll take any of them. And as I said yesterday, the Polestar reveal, it did occur. And the Polestar reveal, you know, this is part of Volvo. And this is the Polestar 2, which is, as they have said, their direct competitor to the Model 3. And so they did their reveal, 78 kilowatt hour battery, you know, 300 mile range, 500 kilometers. It looks really beautiful. Looks like a really nice car. It looks a lot like a Model 3 in that they have this vertically oriented screen right in the middle there. So it is a head-to-head, right up in your grill, Model 3 competitor, and it looks great. And when I say head-to-head, I mean like, yeah, it's got the vertically integrated screen. The first cars that they're going to produce are actually the really expensive ones with panoramic glass and all of the bells and whistles, and it's going to be like 60,000 euros. That's not dollars, it's euros. And later on, they'll get it down to about 40,000 euros. That's euros, not dollars. And just so you know, 60,000 euros is about 68,000-69,000 US dollars. So this is exactly the Tesla playbook. Come out with your new electric car, sell the expensive ones first, and then you can use that money to drive this so that you can go down to a less expensive car. So it's great, it's good, it's wonderful. Infrastructure, charging network, hello, Elon Daily, talking Tesla. Do we talk about this every time? Yes, we do. Where is your infrastructure? So while it might be a great car, might even be better than the Model 3, don't know, we have to wait for it to come out. Infrastructure, yeah, charging network. It's an electric car. It goes 300 miles, which is great. Where am I going to plug it in when I want to drive to San Francisco, New York, Sydney, London, Nairobi? Help me. I guess if I try to drive to London or Nairobi from where I am, it's also going to have to be pretty waterproof and be able to drive on the bottom of the ocean, which is unlikely. And during this reveal event, you should go watch it. It's about 45 minutes. It's on the YouTube. It's pretty cool. A lot of people have stolen sort of that Apple idea of how you do a reveal, or maybe Apple stole it from somebody, but it's made most famous by Apple. So you do a big reveal and you have the CEO up there, and it's pretty well orchestrated. So they did a nice job of that, and they whip you up into a frenzy like, I got to get this thing. But they also used a lot of Elon's terminology about accelerating renewable energy and transport. And again, I say to Elon, nice work. Now you're getting other CEOs to use your way of talking about this stuff, and it's fantastic. We need all of the major car manufacturers to be producing electric vehicles, and then we have to have a grid that is renewable, and then we'll have taken out a chunk of the carbon that we are spewing into the world every day. A big chunk, a really nice chunk. And then if you add the trucks, and then if you can add the ships, and then if you can add the airplanes, woohoo! Airplanes, that's the hardest one. Energy density isn't there yet. But there's already some groups that are talking about shorter flights, you know, a couple of hundred miles in electric planes. So, you know, this is happening. It's interesting, as Elon has said in the past, the one place that he doesn't see electrification for a very long time, perhaps ever, is in rockets. You just need so much energy density in rockets. Liquid fuel or frozen liquid fuel or nearly frozen liquid fuel is really the only way to go in the foreseeable future. I believe that that is ironic. I wanted to give you a Powerwall update. So what's happening with the Powerwall is that they're going to drop a slab down tomorrow. And then in about 2 weeks, actually closer to 3 weeks, then they're going to do the Powerwall install. So we had some issues, but we are now on track for Powerwall installation in about 3 weeks, and I will give you the blow-by-blow once that occurs. I know you've been sitting on Spilkus, just worried about what's happening with that Powerwall, because so many of you, it's amazing, so many of you are really interested in getting Powerwalls in addition to your solar panels. I'm not the only one, it turns out. There's apparently millions of us that want this. So that's it for today's Elon Daily. I've actually got to run off and go do a Talking Tesla. Now, for those of you that don't know it, Talking Tesla is the big show. It's with Mel, that's me, Robert, and Tom. And we dive deep into lots of Tesla stories. We do it once a month for free, and then we do one a month right now behind the Patreon paywall. It's a lot of fun. It's ridiculous. There's a lot of fighting, arguing, and general good times. We even video it and put it up on the YouTube, as well as make a podcast of it. So if you haven't had a chance, go check it out. Talking Tesla, where all good podcasts and YouTube things exist. Talk to you tomorrow.